WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. If you're feeling like your mind's a hamster wheel spinning out of control, racing thoughts, constant worries, that knot in your stomach that just won't loosen, then buckle up. Because today we're diving deep into mindfulness. Not some woo-woo mumbo-jumbo, but a real practical tool to hack your anxiety and reclaim your inner peace. Because, let's be honest, living life on high alert isn't exactly sustainable, right? Now, I get it. The world can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes. Deadlines, social media, global news cycles. It's enough to make anyone want to hide under the covers and binge-watch their favorite show. But here's the thing. You don't have to be a Zen master or live in a secluded mountaintop ashram to reap the benefits of mindfulness. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is your mental GPS, guiding you back to the present moment when your mind starts wandering off into Worryville. So, what exactly are we talking about? Today, I want to share 5 key takeaways that can help you use mindfulness to actually chill out and reduce anxiety. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously, it's like unlocking a superpower. Start by paying attention to your breath, the rhythm of your heart, the sensations in your body. Sounds simple, right? But when we're constantly on autopilot, these basic things get forgotten. When you consciously notice these things, you start to create space between your thoughts and your reactions. Number 2. Embrace the power of now. Ever noticed how anxiety thrives on what might happen in the future or what should have happened in the past? Well, mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself in the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on those worry spirals and saying, "Hey, this is where I am right now. This is all I can control." Thirdly, don't judge your thoughts. Listen, your mind's gonna wander. It's going to throw some unhelpful things your way. That's totally normal. But instead of getting caught up in those thoughts, acknowledge them like passing clouds. You don't have to believe everything you think, right? Number 4. Be kind to yourself. This one's crucial. We live in a culture that's obsessed with productivity and achievement, which can be incredibly stressful. Mindfulness reminds us to be gentle with ourselves, to accept our imperfections, and to celebrate the small wins. Treat yourself like your best friend. Would you berate them for having a bad day? Probably not. And lastly, make mindfulness a habit. Just like brushing your teeth or taking a shower, incorporating mindful practices into your daily routine can have a profound impact over time. Start with just 5 minutes a day. Focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, or simply enjoy a cup of tea without distractions. Think about it. Ever get caught up in a good book and lose track of time? That's mindfulness in action. By bringing that same level of focus and intention to everyday moments, you can start to feel calmer, more centered, and less overwhelmed by the constant demands of modern life. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at your desk, staring at a looming deadline. Your inbox is overflowing, your phone is buzzing, and that familiar feeling of anxiety starts creeping in. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath. You close your eyes for a few seconds and focus on the sensations of your body, the coolness of the air on your skin, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. You remind yourself that this moment is all you have and that you can handle whatever comes next. Sound familiar? This simple act of mindfulness can be a game changer when anxiety strikes. So remember, friends, mindfulness isn't some mystical practice reserved for yogis and gurus. It's a skill anyone can learn and benefit from. It's about being present, accepting your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and finding moments of peace amidst the chaos. Today, I want to leave you with this. Take that first step towards a calmer, more centered life. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing or mindful walking can make a difference. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of mindfulness magic. You never know. You might just be planting the seeds for their own transformation. And as always, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join me here every day for more dopamine-boosting tips and tricks. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.